This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
All right, here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. There's a lot of news out there, a lot of news to get to, a lot of news that I want to want to talk about and really discuss. We kind of went over it at a million miles an hour with Zoe. But I want to come back to it because I think it's a big deal. The student leader at Ohio State University revealed that he'd like to live in a world where black people are taught that they're superior. And according to him, white people have been taught that they were superior, so he would like that flipped to put the black people on top. Now, I'm not saying this is funny, haha. But as I said before, I don't remember ever thinking I was superior to black folks or brown folks or any other folks. I was always taught that your character, your stature, if you would, was based on, your work ethic, the kind of person you were. Were you a person of integrity? Were you a person of character? I was never taught it had to do with skin color. Ever, ever, ever. And, between Zoe and Sonia and a few other of my black friends, they all say the same thing, that the black community in and of themselves really tend to beat on each other for being better. And I don't know if that's being true, because I'm not black, obviously, you can see it. But in the same way that I'm not black, my black friends are telling me this is the way it works. So I'm not going to tell them they're wrong either. I'm not going to call them liars. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But when you think about it, you think about where they're at mentally. Is this what they're focusing on? Why don't they kick our butts in other ways? Why don't they kick butts of the white, the Hispanic, the whatever? Right? By simply being better. Doing better in school, doing better in all these places, better with your jobs. And I'm not saying they're not. But, instead of trying to put somebody down to move yourself forward, flip it around. If you really believe that we as white folks did all this to hold you down, is really the way to do it, is to do the same thing we did? Right? Shame us by winning. Shame us by doing the right thing. Shame us by simply being better than us. If that's truly what you believe, I don't believe it at all. Because as I've said a million times, I was never taught that we were better. Matter of fact, I was always taught that I'm no better than anybody else. What makes me different, again, is how I work, who I am. That the thing I had the most control over was my mouth. So if I lied a lot, then I was a liar. If I stole and I was a thief, those were all things that I decided to do. Got a comment, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously. God, it's infuriating that we're stuck on this. We're stuck on color. We had gotten past that. We were doing better than that. The polls showed it. The man on the street showed it. And now, all of a sudden, it doesn't apply. I don't even know if it doesn't apply anymore. And we stop it again. You've heard black man, black females come on the show. You've seen them on YouTube and TikTok and other places. Now, I don't know if I'm not going to say these are the same ones. But basically was two things. One is, stop talking about it. Like some have said, stop calling someone a black man or a black woman. The more you keep driving it home, the more it is. Stop telling black kids that they're never going to make it because of the color of their skin. Stop doing it. You know, I mean, I didn't grow up in a sense that I'm a black guy, therefore I can't make it. But there was a sentiment around the place I grew up that we were immigrants, or my parents were immigrants, or my grandparents were immigrants. They barely spoke English. You know, they're not well educated. You're really not going to make it in this world today. So you settle for whatever job you can get, shut up, do a good job, and stay there. Well, that's an uplifting thing to say to a kid, isn't it? Just amazing. You should never say that to a child. You should be teaching a child or a young person how they can succeed, how they can do better, how they can turn things around. You don't look at a young kid and go, oh my God, you know what? I guess this is it for you. Get used to it, kid. This is how your life's going to be. Right? Joe Messina, your host. And I mean, it's infuriating because it's right in front of your face. They are ruining these kids with every chance they get. Right? They're ruining these kids because they keep wanting to tell them how downtrodden they are, how bad they are. It's just amazing. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. All right, you heard about the economy and such the other night from Dave Fisher. Well, Dave Sussman's going to join me to talk about the economy, what's going on, where gold is going, and so many other things. Stay with us. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. To get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation, and get informed. You know, I don't bring people on just for their looks. I bring them on because they're experts and they have a clue. If you listen to me, your checkbook will be empty also. So that's why I bring on the guys that know what they're doing. Dave Sussman joins me. Maybe we get some decent information out of him, too, get kind of a feel of what's going on in this country, not just fiscally, but, you know, emotionally, too. A lot of people are feeling very uncertain about what's happening around, not just around the planet, but especially here in this country. Dave, thanks for being with me.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good. You know, and again, I see what's in your background, and there'll be no taking of shots between between segments unless I can join in. You know, you're not getting a leg up.
No? Well, how do you actually cope with what is going on right now without having a shot? Holy cow.
Seriously. And it gets worse. So we now have, I think, I'm not sure, but we now have our first black woman justice. But since she doesn't know what a woman is, can't tell us what a woman is, we don't know if she's a woman or not. And so I'm just guessing here. You'll have to pardon my whiteness. I don't really understand it all.
What's there not to understand? You used the two major words of why she was anointed. She's the first black woman. That's it. I mean,
somebody on CNN says, you know, she's the first black on the Supreme Court. I'm going, wait a minute.
She's the third black on the Supreme Court, but she's the first black female on the Supreme Court. And this is all about, listen, I hate to use the word, but let's put it to you this way. Kamala is no longer the token in the Biden White House, or the only token. Listen, yeah. I hate to say it this way because I watched some of the last time you and I talked. I said, she's going to get in. I said, unless you get a mansion or a seminar pulling away. What I didn't expect, I'm not surprised, but what I didn't expect was Murkowski, Romney, and Susan Collins pulling away. Susan Collins doesn't have to run again. This is not political for Susan Collins. She doesn't have another election for almost 6 years.
Right.
Murkowski's running this year. She's in November. So what the heck is she doing? Romney is just a puss. I'm sorry, I can't use that word. Well, Romney is he's a wuss. And the reality is that she was going to get in anyway. If it was 50-50, he would have had Kamala's vote. So I said to you last time I was on the show, I said, she's in.
Yeah.
But it's not going to change the dynamic of the court.
No.
She's one vote. Yes, she's ultra progressive. Yes, she's gone easy on child pornographers. Yes, she's a true leftist. But if you know, here's the thing: a lot of people don't know this. In 2000, and I think it was 2000. Well, it was during George W. Bush's administration, so I think it was around 2006-ish. He wanted to appoint a female black Supreme Court justice. And he immediately got a response from Charles Schumer saying that they are going to vote against him. They're going to just run him through the rails, and it's not going to ever happen. They did not want a Republican to put the first black female justice on the court. I think her last name was Childs. The thing here is that for these people, for the Democrats, and you know this, you talk about this all the time, this is 100% pure, giving something to their base. And the media loves it. The first three words out of every media spokesperson's mouth today was, it's historic, it's historic, it's historic. And you know what? How many people in that group actually sat down and viewed her positions on things? They didn't care, Joe. They don't care about her positions. It's all about plumbing and melatonin.
No, you're 100% right. And again, it's all been about race, color, in the feminine world. And you can't even call it anymore. You can't call it a woman's world. You can't call them women. It's just craziness. And to your point, I mean, look around at everybody in Biden's administration, transgender, gay, lesbian, black woman, black male, black woman, transgender. I mean, it's just none of it is an expert in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, none
Correct.
Of it is really goes with their education, their experience, or what have you. Everything is referred to as gender. I can use gender, right? So their gender and their color.
She doesn't understand gender, apparently.
No, not at all.
Right.
And neither does, I was going to do this story earlier in the week. I forgot to do it, but some of the departments under Biden right now, they're stumped on the definition of woman. If the administration won't give them a definition of women, a real definition for a woman, they don't know. For the military, for instance, they've got distinctions between male and female. But now we don't have that anymore, and they don't want them to use it. So without changing reams and reams of paperwork that have to do with male and female, what do? They don't realize the trouble that they've done.
Yeah, we're being governed by 13-year-old hysterical children. I mean, that's ostensibly what these people have become. And they're managing and they're ruling and everything. I mean, how far have we gone to the point where, you know, we've got a woman who is been appointed to the Supreme Court, and she says, I'm not a biologist. I don't know the definition of a woman. I mean, this is beyond scary at this point. But like I said, there's 9 Supreme Court justices. As long as the Democrats don't get their way to stack the court.
Yep.
And she's not going to have that much of an impact. She will vote with the left, just as Justice Breyer did, and it's really not going to change the dynamic.
Okay, so let's go down the road that you are very well versed in, and because you deal a lot, too, with small businesses. And I've got friends that have small businesses that are looking to change, do something different. They're just so unsure of what's coming. And in California, the state of, I just recently read an article, the 38% of the small businesses in this state have shut down and or moved. And the ones that have shut down, they don't see them coming back. And when you look at where we're at, some of the laws that are coming up, some of the bills they're trying to push through, we're really in a world of hurt. People don't realize the shape that we're in. Are we talking recession or depression? I mean, how do you turn things, when you're this far down in the hole, it's going to take years to turn this around, is it not?
Yeah, there's a lot to this, and so there's a lot of things that are going on right now which are precedented. We can look back at history and we can see economies and recessions and depressions ebbing and flowing. And there's a lot of things that are happening right now that are unprecedented. We're coming out of 2 years of a pandemic. We've had the biggest amount of government spending in the history of all time. And so, you know, we can talk about all of this and how this is going to impact the next couple of years. Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to get that on the other side of the break. You know how it works. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Mr. Sussman will still be with us after he takes a shot of that whiskey when we come back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Capitol Hill, history has been made as the Senate votes 53-47 to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. She'll replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is a wonderful day, a joyous day, an inspiring day.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The soon-to-be justice can either satisfy her radical fan club or help preserve the judiciary that Americans need. But not both. I'm afraid the nominee's records tells us which is likely. But I hope Judge Jackson proves me wrong.
Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky has thanked President Biden after the U.S. chose to ban Russian oil imports. Russia has also been kicked off the U.N. Human Rights Council. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Come see your host. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Dave Sussman joins me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his time with me. And as I say, bring on people that have a clue, that are in this every day. You know, I always joke, Dave, I always say, you know, you guys trust people with a microphone in front of their mouths. You really shouldn't, that do this for a living, because we don't have a depth of knowledge like some of you do. You know, that's why I bring on guys like you. That's why I have people like you around me, so I can have a clue. We were talking before with the break about, you know, recession, depression, and where businesses are at right now, and what you see for the future.
So there's, you know, before the break, I was saying that there's a lot of signals, there's a lot of variables that are happening right now, which are really, we're in an unprecedented time because we are in such a global macro economy that every single thing that you could say China catches a cold and, you know, we get the flu from it because, that, you know, what happens there may happen here eventually. We're seeing right now, for example, in Shanghai, China, the entire city's been closed down. Shanghai, China has something like 22 million people, and a tremendous amount of the goods that are produced in China are in and around Shanghai. So goods are not being produced right now, and for better or for worse, and I think for worse, America is a huge customer for China. So this isn't going to impact us in April or May, but it's probably going to start to show its and rear its head in 4, 5, 6 months. And so the supply chain is going to get worse. That's going to cause an even worse slowdown than there is right now in the supply chain. You've got interest rates that are going up. Today, a 30-year fixed mortgage is now just right around 5%. People are expecting it to go to 6%, 7%, maybe 8% within the next year. The Federal Reserve is talking about increasing by 25 to 50 basis points every time they get together. And they're deeply, deeply concerned. Also, we've got the bond market, which is signaling a recession. There's an indicator that shows that there is a recession.
For people who are as well versed as you are and really don't kind of get all this, what do you mean? It's signs of showing a recession for the bond market. What are the signs?
So basically, what we're dealing with here is an inversion. So you have when government bonds go down, Okay, people are going to sell their bonds because they're not getting enough interest. They can get more interest if they sell their bonds and then buy new bonds because the new bonds are going to have a higher interest rate or a higher return, right? So what's going to happen is that bonds are going to be dumped onto the open market. That's going to absolutely exacerbate an already bad situation with the bonds. People are going to then put their money back into buying bonds long term. If interest rates are going up, they're going to get a better return. When that happens, not every single time, but when that happens, that is an indicator of a coming recession. So something like 7 out of the last 10 recessions, you've had this inverse yield curve, this treasury yield curve, whereby this has happened. So this is just one indicator. You've got the supply chain. You've got interest rates going through the roof. You've also got the equivalent of what is 1970 stagflation, right, where the economy is stagnant. People are getting work. Inflation's going through the roof. You've got all of this mixture, this putrid stew, which always looks like it's going to be about 6 months, a year, maybe 18 months away from a recession. Now, the question is it going to be a serious recession? Is it going to be a 2008, almost depression? Or is it going to be mild? Nobody knows.
Yeah, it's funny because as I'm listening to them, depending on where they come from and what they're looking at and what they're calling out in the economy is what they're calling is going to happen. And a lot of them say part of what's going on here, part of what's driving the economy is the war that's going on right now. And depending on how big it gets and how much more involved we get will depend on what happens with our economy as a whole. So I don't know. Again, I'm not the economic expert here, and I know that in times of war, we do well. I mean, and I'm talking about our manufacturing does well, not great, but well. Right now, to your point, you kind of went over it pretty fast. We're not manufacturing a lot in this country, not like we used to.
No.
And we learned a lot last year when we needed medication that the majority of our medication is being made in China, which I find very scary to begin with.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely true, but we have to take a look at history to take a look at the war example. Okay, if you read the economics of the 1930s into the 1940s, we were coming out of the Great Depression. What got the United States out of the Great Depression wasn't any policies that the government implemented under Herbert Hoover. It was World War II. It was manufacturing, airplanes and jeeps and tanks and everybody going to work. And that was government money that was put into the system. But if we go back only 30 years, okay, the last time that we had the beginning of a big war, Operation Desert Storm in Kuwait in 1991, you know, remember George Bush was riding high. And this was George H.W. Bush, I should say, just senior, in 1991. And we went into Kuwait, and he came out of there, and they basically said, this guy can't lose in 1992. We had a war. We can call it a skirmish, if you like, because it was relatively short. But it was a successful war. But what happened in 1992? We had a recession. And that's why Bill Clinton, along with Ross Perot, throwing his hat in the ring and getting 10% of the vote, we had Bill Clinton win that election. So not every time we have a war is there a positive economy afterwards.
Hmm. Yeah, and again, I look at this stuff from my little world. And so let's come back to what the Biden administration is doing right now with the numbers, with the economy. They're talking about backing off of what was referred to as quantitative easing. Remember that terminology? Yep. What will that do to us?
So that's the Federal Reserve. And what they've been doing is since 2008, 2009, they have been buying securities from the investment banks, 60, 70, 80, $90 billion a month, where they're purchasing these securities so that liquidity is channeled into the system. So you're keeping the economy afloat. Now, I would agree that was probably necessary for a short-term period from 2008 to 2010 because the economy was about to go into a tailspin. There was no milk going to be on the store shelves. You think you have a panic after, a black guy is killed by a cop in Minnesota. We had riots. Can you imagine if nobody can feed their babies? So they did the right thing in 2008. But Obama came in and he decided that he, through the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, they were going to continue quantitative easing. What this has done is it has exacerbated our national debt. The Federal Reserve balance sheet has gone through the roof into the trillions. And now the Federal Reserve under Jerome Powell is saying we can no longer continue to do this because inflation is so bad. If we don't do what is called tapering, where we're going to taper back these purchases, quantitative easing, then inflation's only going to get worse. So we have to raise the interest rates, and we're going to stop buying these securities or stop doing quantitative easing. A lot of people say that that will lead also to a recession. But if they don't, then we're looking at Zimbabwe, Venezuela numbers as far as inflation goes. So it's kind of the devil you know at this point.
You're right. You're exactly right. Okay, let's move on to the Durham investigation. And well, that's a lot of people complain, nothing's going to come out of it, nothing's going to happen. It's been going on for 3+ years.
Yeah.
We're seeing what's coming forward. But I got to just bluntly say to you, do you really think they're going to take anybody of substance away in handcuffs?
You know, I don't know who, they're obviously looking at in the grand jury. It's a secret grand jury. So besides Michael Sussman, and he's not related, he's got an extra N in his name, not related to me. But, these guys, Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's partner is serving time now in a federal prison. But here's the thing. It is so big. There are so many problems with this story that even the mainstream media now have to admit that this happened. No mea culpas yet, Joe, regarding, we shouldn't have suppressed the story 2 weeks before an election. Nothing from a Facebook or Twitter, CBS, ABC, or CNN saying, oops, our bad. In fact, Anne Applebaum, who is from The Atlantic, she's a Pulitzer Prize winner. She was interviewed earlier today. You can find this everywhere. And she says that the Hunter Biden story was totally irrelevant and it didn't interest me when she was asked in front of an audience why they suppressed the story. It didn't interest me. I have but one question for Anne Applebaum and Brian Stelter and all of these guys that have been just, hitting it out there. Let's exchange the name Hunter Biden for Don Jr. How much interest would you have had then?
Oh my God, are you serious? That's all you would see coming across Twitter. Every one of the stations would have that running 7x24, and they wouldn't even have done this much. You'd only need like 5 emails that talked about the big guy, not 120,000 that they're just coming across. So we'll see your host, Doug O'Farr. A lot more Dave Sussman after the break.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Talent fee paid to him for going out there. And,
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Yeah, that's fighting music. Don't see your host. Ooh, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROGERO, 855-732-5563, truly. Let me just bring him on, because something came to my mind, and it's going to slip away, and I know I want to finish the other story, but, you know, I felt like an ADD rat right now. I'm all over the place. But Dave Sussman joins me, and he'll get this. Dave, the question I've been asking all week long is Elon Musk buying 9%, give or take, of Twitter, and him being the largest, I guess, individual owner of stock, what does that really do? How much power does that really give him?
It would have given him more power if he didn't join the board. The fact that he's joined the board, I guess there was some kind of a negotiation to give him a board seat that he wouldn't buy more than 15% shares in the company. So he can only top out at 15% if he wants to keep a board seat. And I don't know, I don't remember the exact number. I don't know if it's 11, 12, somewhere in that range, that he's got one of 11 or 12 board seats. So I don't know how much change he is going to implement. You know, if you go on Twitter, everybody was celebrating it because obviously Twitter has been doing what they've been doing the past several years, especially the last year, in canceling everybody that they don't like or agree with. So there's some genuine hope that he's going to have a voice in the boardroom. The question of how powerful that voice is may be limited.
Yeah, I mean, really, for all intents and purposes, how many votes does he get? He's still outnumbered, is he not? Just because he's the largest owner of stock.
Right. Well, again, he's one let's say it's a dozen, and it's give or take a few seats there. But he doesn't have, so let's say he didn't join the board. He wasn't given a board seat. So they were afraid. See, a lot of people think he started Tesla. He had two partners that started Tesla. Right? A lot of people don't know this. And so Elon Musk came in, and he didn't take a board seat, and he bought the shares. And once he bought the shares, he was able to control the company, kicking out the people he didn't like, moving out his partners. And then he took it in a direction. Now, this is back in 2006, 2007, before it became what we know of it today.
Right.
Twitter looked at that and said, oh, that's that guy's MO. We need to get him on the board, give him a board seat, and lock him, give him a ceiling of 15% shares so he can't do what he did in Tesla.
Well, if I'm thinking like him in any way, shape, manner, or form, I'd be on the inside trying to find out where they're going, what they're thinking, what they're doing, who the players actually are, and I would resign that position at some point in time and then buy the controlling interest. That's what I would do, being the...
I would have loved to have seen him buy Twitter wholesale. I mean, it was only 1% of his net worth, like $3 billion or whatever it is that he spent. By the way, the stock went up 25% the day that it was disclosed. He started buying shares at the beginning of the year, right? He didn't just buy it all at one time. And so because of SEC regulations, he had to disclose that he was purchasing shares. So when he disclosed those that he was purchasing these shares since January and that he's got $2 point something billion, it went up 25%. He earned $1 billion just on his own stock news in one day.
God. Oh, yeah. That's, you know what? Anyway,
give it to him, man.
You have to give it to him. And right. He doesn't play like they play, right? I mean, seriously.
And he doesn't suffer fools. And whatever your opinion is of him, I think of him as the Thomas Edison, Stephen Hawking, Albert Einstein of our time. He is, look at what he's doing with SpaceX. Right? Forget about Tesla for a minute and Twitter and all of that stuff. He's taken the space company, which was moribund, okay? The shuttle Atlantis came down, and that was it. We weren't going back to space. And 12 years later, we're now putting on a commercial rocket men and women in a capsule that's going to the space station. There, within the next few years, we're going to have a lunar colony that is going to be a base for us to start going out to Mars.
This is
all done because of one man. And he got government contracts after he proved that it could work. He could take and he's doing it at a percentage of what NASA was paying for. In other words, the taxpayers were paying for, was saving like 90% because we're reusing these rockets. They're coming back down again.
And Dave, he's doing things that they said couldn't be done.
No.
Seriously, and that's the government bureaucracy that I've talked about, you've talked about, I'm sure, in the past, too, where, you know, they get stuck in doing stuff. That's why you have a $16,000 toilet seat, you know? It's just the way the government operates, and you get guys like him involved, and it changes the whole game, and the government doesn't know what to do with it.
He's changing the world. He's changing the world. I mean, we live in California. Every fifth car is a Tesla or an EV now.
I know.
It's incredible. And that's that. We're just at the beginning. And, you know, he's involved in Viral Link, which is which is going to help people with strokes and all sorts of different, you know, issues in relation to medical problems. He's doing the Boring Tunnel, where he's going to try to, you know, help us with our traffic. He's involved in crypto. And as soon as he starts to put heavy money into crypto, and he is already, he's starting to put it away. That's going to eventually replace fiat currency. Everything this man touches, when I say this is not hyperbole, he's the Stephen Hawking, Albert Einstein, Thomas Edison of our time, and we're living in the same period that this man is alive. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I was never a big fan of his, but only because everybody touted him as becoming a millionaire on his own, if you would. And I always said, look, he did use the system to make his money. So
long before Tesla, he created PayPal.
Right, that I remember.
Okay, and he did that living on pizza and futons in single bedroom apartments. The man had no money. You know, there's internet rumors about his dad owning some kind of it wasn't a gold mine, it was some kind of a mine in South Africa. His dad invested in some mine and lost money. Right. So anyway. The reality is that he took the $100 million that he earned by selling eBay, and he put that into SpaceX and Tesla, and he almost went bankrupt three times with each of those companies in the 20s.
Really?
Yeah, and then he took some tax incentives with Tesla in the Obama administration. He was the only company that paid it all back, and paid it back with interest in a couple of 3 years.
Wow. All right, I'm re-impressed.
It's a fascinating story. It really is. There's a movie that's out called Return to Space on Netflix. It just came out today. I plan on watching it. It's about SpaceX.
Well, unlike our buddy over at Facebook who stole that from somebody else.
Zuckerberg?
Yeah. Yeah. People need to pay attention.
The Winklevoss. Yeah, the Winklevoss.
Yeah.
The Winklevi.
You know, I mean, seriously, people need to pay attention to how that whole company came into being and how he absconded with that. So, we got way off track here, but we're talking about Durham's investigation and the Clintons and what have you. And I've been telling you, you know, people on the far right, I get emails from them, and they'll say, hey, look, you know, finally, Hillary's going to go to jail, Billy's going to go to jail. Nobody's going to jail. If anybody goes to jail, it's not going to be the upper echelon of the Bill and Hillary Clintons of the world, the Obamas and what have you. Not with this DOJ, not under this president and this team. Do you agree?
Well, I agree, but I'm somewhat impressed with the fact that they are trying to distance themselves from Hunter now. And they realize that maybe the horse has left the barn. CBS, you know, remember Catherine Herridge? She used to be on Fox News. She's now with CBS. There's a fantastic report that's out tonight with Catherine Herridge. And she said that CBS has learned of 150 transactions that are either involving Hunter or James Biden, who is Joe's brother. And that it was flagged by the Justice Department as it was concerning U.S. banks involved with China, and that these 150 transactions, each on their own individually, could be breaking the law. There's 150 of them. We're talking about Chinese money laundering. There's influence peddling. I mean, you know, the question is, will Joe Biden put a special counsel on the Hunter Biden scandal? Because now there are murmurings in D.C. that we can't keep a cap on this anymore. This is too big.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. You're right. They're going to have to do something. But how long does it drag on? How long does it? I know you don't have a crystal ball. I don't either. But
well, the question is, what happens in November of 2022 in the election? Because if the Republicans take over the Senate and the House, or the House and the Senate, I should say, because it will most likely start. In fact, it'll probably start with the Senate, because Senator Grassley is really on top of this. And so if he heads the Ways and Means Committee or whatever the issue, you know, it's probably Ways and Means. If he starts an investigation and they put a special counsel on this, Joe Biden's going to have to agree to put an independent counsel on this and separate himself from it. And I think that this costs him the 2020 or costs the Democrats the 2024.
Yeah, I again, I'm a little tainted
because we saw the proof that went on with Hillary. We saw what was happening there. You saw the FBI and the DOJ hide many things that happened with her. And go on with it again. Once Durham does all this, who's he handed to for prosecution? The Department of Justice. So, I don't know. Growing up with the mafia around, I don't see a whole bunch of hope here. Anyway, Dave Sussman, always a pleasure to have you with me. And we will see you soon, I'm sure. All right, people, thanks. You got me for the next hour all by my onesies. Good luck to you. We'll be back in a few minutes. All yeah, right, you know, it was all about who you knew when I grew up in Boston. And I'm looking at this going, jeez.